The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
This is the Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker, both a bit high.
Yeah.
Just come off stage.
Yeah, it's been all right, isn't it?
You had a good gig, didn't you, Tom?
I enjoyed it, yeah. What, did you enjoy it?
I did. We were at the Heath Theatre in Crawley.
Hawth Theatre.
I went to the Heath Theatre first.
Did you?
No. No. It was a nice gig, wasn't it?
Raising money for...
What is it for?
Heart Radio.
I don't think it's for Heart Radio. I hope it's not.
Well, they're all here, aren't they?
Yeah.
Who's it for?
It's for a charity.
It's a kids one, isn't it?
We should have found out about. Yeah, you might be eligible.
Do you think?
You might have some of
I said I'm worried that I'm going to walk on, they're going to think I'm one of the people we're helping.
Maybe you were.
And like,
maybe that's why you got so many laughs.
Yeah. They think that it's like my wish to do, I just want to try stand-up.
You genuinely change your voice when you're on stage, don't you? Quite a lot.
Not that much.
I do, because I know I do. Devon drew it right up.
Do you?
You've got like a sort of comedy tone to yours, haven't you?
No, I just, it's just my voice. I always tell people it's just...
An exaggerated version of my voice. It's what I do, yeah.
Exaggerated, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, I don't think so. That's what you have to do as a comic, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
Put on a cloak.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
No, but I like to do it.
This week's theme... Oh, by the way, some bad news, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't... Oh, is Ramesh Ranganathan joining us?
Hi, guys.
Don't be fake.
I'm not being fake.
Very, 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 very honest podcast.
Yeah. No, I'm excited, mate. What's going on?
Why don't you use your real voice?
How's it going so far? How long have we been? 1 minute 40. 1 minute 40. Shit, okay, yeah. I'll let you do the intro, go on.
Just saying, we asked last week, Ramesh, for feedback from people who were listening to the podcast, and we've had none.
Right.
So we're not sure actually anyone is actually listening.
Is there any way to actually check the figures on, like...
Yeah, we've got... it says people are listening.
Right.
You can see how many people have listened.
Yeah,
you can't actually see how many people listen. You can see how many listens there have been, but that could have been, like, how many times are you each checking that?
I know you listen to it now and again, so...
Yeah, I'd like to check it out now.
So I'm worried about that, but...
I'd like to see what the competition's doing, do you know what I
mean? Yeah.
But,
well, that's... Yeah.
One thing I will say is that my sister-in-law, who said it to me? My friend. No, my sister. My sister said to me, I listened to the podcast, and her feedback was, it's not the favourite thing of a veggie do. It's not my favourite thing.
Really?
Veggie do.
Yeah.
That was her feedback.
I would say...
What do you think that sort of feedback
is? I was to give you feedback, I would say... Don't invite someone onto the podcast and then walk into the dressing room. You've taken your shoes off and your shirt's unbuttoned to the third button. Well, it's very.
You don't know what the podcast is
it's
about.
It's very predatory, mate. I've got.
And I've got Tom in here.
It's a bit weird. He doesn't normally do that. I just say that.
I was about to get changed and you came in and we had to start.
No, it's really weird.
And the other bit of feedback I had, Tom, was from my friend.
Yeah.
And it starts bad for you, but it gets better.
Oh God. Alright.
She said, her favourite one of the two of us.
Holy shit, how would you tell someone?
Right, but...
Why are you telling me?
But then she said, but I think that's probably because you're my friend, which is true. And she said, and also, I'm nearer your age, which is what the podcast is about, Tom.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think that justifies...
You don't think I should have
done that? Why would you tell me that?
I really think it was...
You think that's gone...
is today's podcast about social mistakes?
No,
okay.
Are you annoyed about that,
Tom?
Your
sister said that, or your
No, my friend.
Your friend?
Your friend?
Yeah.
Your friend said...
What's your friend's name?
I'm not going to say, because you'll start saying she's horrible.
Your friend said that you were the favourite.
Her favourite.
You were her favourite. And you decided to pass that on to... And not only pass it on... By the way, not even pass it on in a private conversation.
Yeah,
wait till the next podcast and then make sure...
That's what we do. We surprise each other with facts.
Said to me earlier you were going to say something. You said, I'll wait till we record.
I know.
I would say that's worse than retweeting praise.
Oh.
I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, this week's podcast is about... We're at work.
That's
we thought we'd talk about work.
Yeah.
You're going to be subdued now for the rest of the
week. It looks really good.
I'm really good about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was...
If it was your friend and they said, I like the podcast, Tom, but Charlie's my favourite on it.
My friends don't listen to it.
This is the problem. No one's... Tom's friends aren't listening.
But do you know what? Probably Tom's friends have all gone, "Oh, that Charlie's shit. I really like you. Can you get rid of him?" But Tom's got the basic decency to not pass it on to you.
Maybe that's what's happened.
I've heard some real shit about you, but I can't tell you.
But he's chosen not to say it.
Oh, no.
Some of it from people quite close to you as well.
Right, can we move on? Work is this week's theme.
Yeah. Awkward situations at
you've
work.
You've had a proper job, haven't you, Romesh?
I've had a few proper jobs, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was a teacher.
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
Yeah, I should do. Hold on, listen, first of all, let me just... I need to deal with this issue, right?
It's quite cocky, isn't it?
It is very cocky.
It isn't cocky, is it?
I've got adrenaline.
Somebody's had a good gig.
Full of adrenaline.
Also, so has Tom. I've just come off
and he's not behaving like a dog with two dicks.
Sorry, I'm not waiting around, am I?
Carry on.
Fucking hell.
Maybe I'm trying not to be the favourite.
You do one charity gig for Heart FM and fucking...
Right, go on. Talk about teaching.
No, I'm not going to talk about teaching. My point is, whenever I'm interviewed, that's like the first question. How do you move from teaching? So then I have to answer the question, and then I get criticised by, you know, pricks that you think are
the
like
thing is, though, you brought it up. I didn't mention teaching. You brought it up.
You said,
I asked the question.
You guys said, we're doing a podcast on work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had a proper job. What jobs have you had?
Yeah.
So I mentioned teaching. That is one
kicked
of the jobs.
Yeah.
Well, that's my most recent one before comedy.
Okay.
Right. Before that, I was a cost analyst for an airline caterers.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get a 20 on that, unfortunately. That's why.
A cost analyst for an airline caterers.
Yeah.
I can't even think of one.
What airline?
Well, we looked after a number of airlines, but Air New Zealand was one of my accounts.
Air New Zealand.
Yeah. What was another one? Ukraine Air? No, was it Ukraine? No, Uzbekistan Airways was another one of my clients. Yeah. They gave me the big ones.
All the good ones.
Yeah.
And what else? Have you done any...
My first job was pensions review. So...
Jeez, I'm pleased you got into comedy, because otherwise this would be like... You'd be the worst person to meet
at a dinner party
or something.
What did you teach?
Maths. Yeah.
Okay.
You good at maths?
Not. I wouldn't say I am particularly. I mean,
just to teach it.
Yeah, well, I phoned because I didn't want to go back to uni to become a teacher, so I found this like graduate teacher program.
Yeah.
So I phoned up. It was based at the school that I used to go to, and I phoned them up, and I said I'd like to sort of join the teaching program, and they said, "What subject do you want to teach?" And I actually said, genuinely, I said, "What have you got?"
Oh.
And they said, "Well, we're always looking for people in shortage subjects, which is English, maths, and science." So I said, "Oh, maths, I'll probably be able to do." And then they went, "Okay, let's put you through, try you out for maths." And then I had to go and do a maths exam because they were nervous that I didn't have the...
Yeah, because you might have just been making it up.
Yeah. So then I had to go and do a maths exam on that.
Do you like work?
I like my work now, yeah.
Yeah.
Did a lot. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
I mean, do they follow you around?
Yeah.
Is this how you've changed?
Just have a little group around just to sort of give me reassurance and that, yeah. I do like work, yeah.
Tom, do you like work?
Well, I've only, I had a job, I worked at a cinema for about 6 months.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like 16.
Yeah.
And then that's the only, like, real job bad.
Right.
Is that really bad?
No. It's not bad.
You're not very old, are you? So.
It doesn't make me like you more.
No.
If you want me to be honest.
Yeah. But,
cinema worker and comedian.
Yeah.
But working in cinema is quite fun.
Yeah. Which was it? A big chain or a little
Odeon individual? In Guildford.
Right. What did you do there?
Just there's lots of different jobs you can do. They like put you on a different thing.
They test you out. Oh, you seem to be able to measure popcorn.
There's a thing you do where you go into each of the screens and check no one's mucking about.
Oh.
And that was quite fun, because you can just watch the film for a bit.
Right.
But you don't look like it sounds fun.
No, it sounds fun. I didn't expect... when you said it was fun...
Yeah.
I didn't expect... Like, I'd expect that to be what you were going to say, because the way you said it suggested that there'd be a surprise.
Yeah.
But somebody telling me that one of the bonuses of working at the cinema is you get to watch the film. I'm not sorry if I didn't look blown away by that.
The anecdote didn't really ever end.
Yeah.
And sometimes we got extra popcorn. Yeah. Oh, bloody hell, Tom.
Surprise me there.
That's a little bonus I have no idea about. Well,
a maths teacher, we sometimes got to take home exercise books. Square paper.
Yeah. I thought you were about to go into big.
I just thought of something.
Go on.
You said that we hadn't had any feedback.
Oh.
We talked about
this. We've had two bits of feedback. You just didn't like the feedback.
Yeah, well, yeah. We talked about this cinema thing last week.
We did.
And I had a bit of a thing about gypsies.
Right.
Yeah, I talked about gypsies and how they used to come into the Oval.
Quite aggressive about gypsies.
Right. Throwing things around.
Yeah.
And I got really angry with them and had to pick it all up.
And was it exclusively gypsies? Or
yeah.
What do you think of gypsies generally?
came onto this. I don't like them.
Right.
No, they just used to come into the Odeon and just, like Charlie was behaving 10 minutes ago, that's how they were behaving all the time.
What, just pass on bits of feedback to you that wasn't complimentary?
Yeah, it was just horrible.
Like,
I'm nervous about talking about gypsies in public.
Why?
Well, this is the second podcast you've talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, what is it? Have you listened? Can you break down your listenership by demographic? How many gypsies are there?
90% gypsies.
Right, well, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
The Romani and fairground community are big into the podcast.
They're not the sort of community you want to aggravate.
No,
either, are they?
No, mate.
No. You are going
to get. Why is that, Tom? Do you think they'll cast a spell on you? What are you getting at exactly? Why do you not think they should be aggravated? It's really got nervous.
Yeah, he's nervous now. It's because he knows he slagged off gypsies in the last podcast. And he's obviously had some...
No, I have a friend...
You had some feedback?
I have a friend who pissed off some gypsies once.
Oh, right.
And they set fire to his roof.
Right.
So I don't...
His roof?
He did have a thatched roof, but I don't want that to happen.
Was it definitely them?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that have got to have happened for that to happen, Tom. First of all, a gypsy has to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Secondly, they have to be offended. Thirdly, you have to have given your address on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fourth, you have to have a thatched roof. Yeah. If all those variables in place,
none of those. You're fine. You're scot-free.
Yeah.
What job, if you weren't a comedian, would you like to have, Tom?
Just capturing gypsies. If you...
Gypsy stabber. Gypsy stabber.
Just getting them off the streets.
Stabbing them.
Yeah, just going around looking for ones, even ones that are causing trouble and ones that aren't causing trouble, just living their lives.
Yeah.
But just because of your inbuilt hatred, just put them in a cage or something.
Like smashing up those nice cart and horses that
you
have. Because there's quite a lot of them in Guildford.
Right.
I'm really nervous.
Quite a lot of them.
Why are you nervous?
Quite a lot of them.
Yeah.
They're a race, Tom.
And they just sort of terrorise shop owners.
Right.
I can't believe a second week running we've got on the chat.
It's really bad, this.
Yeah.
It's a shame, isn't it?
I feel like I'm on local radio complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, they're on the village green now and we can't move them off.
No, I like gypsies. I'm right behind them.
Right. But.
But I don't feel like I should talk about this.
I do want to address this thing that Tom's bringing up, actually, because, Tom obviously hasn't got anything against gypsies.
Let's say that.
Yeah, let's say that for the podcast, right? But it does raise an interesting point, because he was working in the cinema, and loads of gypsies would come in and cause trouble, right?
Yeah.
So after how many... gypsies coming in and causing trouble, do you think the normal human would start to form a judgment about that? Because...
But I think the thing is, hashtag not all gypsies.
Right, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, gypsy lives matter.
Perhaps you need to go... This would be a good thing for a podcast for you to go and do it. Now we've found out we can do it on the phone, Tom.
Yeah.
You go and meet some gypsies and talk about your problems with them.
Oh, mate, they will kick the shit out of you. That'd be
incredible. I don't want to go.
So you don't want to go because you get beaten up, you don't want to go because you just don't like it.
I just don't like
it. Oh, this is a shame, isn't it? That's a shame. Who's this now? Yeah. Stephen Grant.
Stephen Grant. I'm just making sure you guys are still here.
Yeah, we're still here.
Because obviously don't disappear because there's a little gift for you guys.
That's
well,
nice.
So, you know.
Oh,
we're doing a podcast, Stephen, but you're welcome to say hello. You can be on it if you want to join us.
Do you know what I think the problem is with all Jewish people? I'll be back for next week's podcast.
This has gone downhill. What is this Tom Lucy with gypsies? It's you.
Tom Lucy and gypsies.
He's
from Guildford. That's our problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
I can't stand gypsies. Do you know what? Got very little in the way of municipal parking.
Oh, this is a shame.
No.
It's true.
I don't like how this is going. I'm not sure this one's going out. I'm not sure this one's going out.
We've all been tiptoeing around. Stephen comes and I think they're scum. And no wonder he hates them.
Before you go, what jobs have you had
in my life?
Yeah,
three. Only three before doing this. I was did paper round, which I suppose counts.
Yeah.
I got paid for it. Second was I worked in a burger bar for 2 years, which I really enjoyed. But it was late night, Friday and Saturday, so it was quite rough.
Yeah.
It was not like, wasn't like a McDonald's. It was like a small one with just two of us on.
Yeah.
So as well as doing the food and paying, you know, doing the tills, you also had to chase people out or trying to kill you.
What kind of people?
Just very drunk, very angry.
Don't you ask leading questions,
Tom.
Well, nah, I'm just wondering because my experience working in retail is.
Yeah. What? Packy?
Oh no! It's awful! Oh no!
This is good.
It's a disaster.
And then 9 years as an engineer.
Right. What sort of engineer?
Designing computer systems to run factories.
And that's where you got into comedy?
Yeah. There was a bit of an overlap when I did 3 years of both.
It's kind of
an on-stage joke, I say. It's actually the case. I was a year 2000 consultant, which was my last part of that.
Yeah.
Which was a great job.
Oh, yeah.
But the work kind of dried up. The millennium years bug. Until then, yeah.
Yeah, the millennium
and
bug.
And literally, during the first 2000, I didn't have much work on. So.
Where they thought planes were going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah. That's the kind of shit we were spreading. It was great. I was paid so much money. It was incredible. To turn
he's
up
come
to
in.
What's
he
wrong.
Said he's been mildly... abusive to gypsies. Told us how much money he earns, and now he's going to leave.
Yeah, I'm going back on stage in a minute.
Back on stage.
What's the name of the podcast?
The Age Appropriate Podcast.
Age Appropriate Podcast. Oh my god, I just.
How old are you, Stephen?
I'm 43.
How old are you, Ramesh?
38.
Are you?
Yeah.
And Tom's 19, and I'm 40.
Right.
How do you?
Technically grooming.
Are you pleased? You pleased to be older than 19, or would you go back to 19 and a heartbeat?
I would have Tom's life at 19 because he seems to be quite sorted, but at 19 I was a mess.
Yeah, I wasn't like Tom at 19.
And also, I wasn't happy. I'll be brutally honest, I spent most of the time worrying about who I was and then worrying what everybody, and then the rest of the time worrying what everybody thought about me.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to be 19 like Tom, but not hate gypsies. That'd be the only difference.
That'd be the ideal, wouldn't it?
There's one thing I could change.
The Venn diagram.
To be like Tom, but not to hate gypsies.
Well, the weird thing was, when I was 19, I didn't hate anybody. I loved everyone in the world, except myself. And then as soon as I built a bit of hating for other people, I thought I was great.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is a bit more hate for other people.
Okay.
Yeah. Be a better person.
And on that, that's it, he's leaving on that.
And I'll see you on next week's podcast and tell you what was wrong with the. Oh,
no. Bye, Stephen.
Bye.
That was a good bit. You see, we found out about Stephen.
Can I just clear this up for you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We're not ending, are we? We're only on 16 minutes.
Yeah, you wish it was ending, mate.
I don't.
You don't hate gypsies.
Don't hate.
We know that, Tom.
I don't hate anyone.
Yeah. You hate people, aggressive people.
I like the travelling community a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm right behind them.
Yeah, that's right good. Behind him, shooing him off your land.
Are you in your ideal job now? But I mean, I don't know why I'm asking all the questions, but that's just how I'm trying. I'm trying to keep it on track, basically. Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, it goes off.
Yeah.
You know.
Some gypsy tangent.
Some gypsy wagon.
Jesus Christ!
You can say wagon, gypsy wagon.
No, but it just keeps. We keep.
I know. Okay, sorry, I don't come back to it.
Well, you also
don't have silence on a podcast. It's not.
Are we happy in our
Charlie, what jobs have you had before?
I had loads of jobs. Sold Christmas trees. It was good.
Well, that's not
was
a good job, one. Is it?
Only 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Taxi driver.
Really?
Yeah, I did that one for the road, scooter man thing.
But you hate taxi drivers.
I don't hate taxi drivers.
You hate did cop ones.
They dug their bloody thieves. Did cop taxi drivers are thieves.
Yeah.
£5 to get off the train station. Thieves.
Why did you get a taxi to get off the train station?
To get home from the train station.
Right. So
it's £5 before you go anywhere.
Yeah, but that's the basic.
That's a lot, though, isn't it?
I think it's the same in London with black cabs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got a problem with them as well.
He has. He has got. What was
your
No. I've done one for the road. That scooter man.
Yeah.
Pick people up on a scooter. Got knocked off twice.
What's one for the road?
You pick up people in a fold-up scooter.
You don't pick them up in a scooter. Is it legal? Describe
and
that
you,
so
no, badly. You pick them up on a scooter and then you fold it up, put it in their boot, and you drive them home in their car when they've had a few drinks.
What?
You like say if you're pissed and you don't want to drive home.
You've got your car.
So you phone up scooter company. That he'll turn up on a scooter.
Yeah.
He'll phone up the scooter, put it in the boot of your car.
Drive you home.
Oh, right,
yeah.
I see.
It was quite good. It's quite
I didn't
a good
know
job.
That was a thing. Is it still a thing?
It's still a thing, I think.
Is it?
I don't know. Another job you could go and do, Tom. Maybe this would be a good. What job have you done this week, Tom? Be a good feature. I've had loads of jobs. Telesales, van driving, everything.
Yeah.
everything. Never.
Have you ever? I thought you'd be quite good working in the kids' club at a holiday camp.
Or well, that I wish. I almost wish I'd done that when I was about your age and not gone to drama school. I wish I'd gone and just just done a bit of that, bit of travelling around the world, doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bit of red coating, that sort of thing. I think I'd have been good at that.
Then oh, you my God.
It would, wouldn't I?
You as a red coat.
I'd have been good, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you'd have been great.
I think that's,
but maybe, I think you would have ever left it. That's,
maybe, that's the thing, I'd have got trapped.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I never did it.
Yeah.
I once turned up at a temp job and it was cutting up boxes to make them flat for £6.50 an hour. And I was 24.
That's 25. A lot,
yeah.
That's a lot.
What were you doing? Cutting
temp
up
job.
Boxes?
Yeah, cutting up boxes with a Stanley knife. And flattened it.
Oh, you're off.
I'm off. You're podcasting.
That was Kerry Godleyman coming in and out. And Tom doesn't like to have women on the podcast. So,
no.
So he's,
especially
that's
a gypsy woman.
That's what we pressed for. She came in, tried to sell us some heather.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Get out, mate. I don't give a shit if it's right to
cross your cross your palm before I leave. Yeah.
You were actually the one who said you didn't want women.
But, so, I was... this is when I knew I was with the right woman. I rang my wife, who then girlfriend, and said, I'm cutting up boxes for £6.50 an hour. She said, put the knife down and come home.
Put the knife down.
Really?
She said, forget it. Don't worry about it.
Put
we'll
the
work
knife
it.
Down.
We'll work
Charlie,
it out.
Put the knife down.
How many times
put the knife down
that?
And come home.
Yeah.
Which was nice, wasn't it? It was good about, wasn't it? Because you sometimes need to someone to go, you're not better than that, but you don't need to do that. We'll find something else.
Yeah.
You feel trapped, don't you? You feel locked in it.
Yeah, and just apologise to all the people that are doing that and actually think that's the thing they want to do.
I'm not, well, it's some people, insulting. But I hate that on X Factor or something when they go, all I was doing was on the till and I want to leave the till. I think the till's quite a good job.
Yeah,
I used to do the till in Quicksave. Remember Quicksave?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the till. It was a good job.
Yeah, it's good. Although, I say it's good, I didn't think so. I worked in Sainsbury's when I was maybe a little bit younger than you are now, Tom.
Yeah.
And I deliberately asked to not get till trained so that I could just do the trolleys. I was such a good... I was such a good trolley guy.
Really? So
you know, they give you like a cord to tie like 10. Yeah.
Were you good at it?
So I'd get two and do 20. I didn't give a shit.
All over it.
Just
double.
Wrangled them. Yeah,
double trolley. Get rum on it.
So quick.
Does double.
So quick.
They always look really. They always like have a 1,000-yard stare. Those people, don't they? Push trolleys.
Yeah, well, that's because
they
often have their earphones in, don't they?
That's I had my earphones in a lot of the time.
Did you?
Yeah. Once it was raining. This is how little they thought of us at Sainsbury's. Once it was raining, they moved me off trolleys to stand by the ticket machine at the car park. And take the ticket from the machine and pass it to
that was your job.
Car so that their arm didn't get wet. That's what I did for 5 hours straight.
It's when, I think when you've got a job and you've got a supervisor, I'm sure a supervisor made you do that. Not even a manager or anything.
Yeah.
You've got a supervisor, that's a hard job, isn't it? And you want to get out of that then.
What I did discover, though, is if you pick up a couple of tins... and like a banana or something, and just walk around.
You look,
people think you're doing something.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much just go, I'm just going to walk. What are you doing today? I'm just going to walk around Sainsbury's with some tin goods.
What do you mean, just walk around? Just
you walk
tins
around
and
looking
walk
like
around.
You're looking.
And if someone goes, oh, Romesh, can you go and do the tickets? Yeah. Oh, right.
But then you spend all day walking around Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
I wouldn't say it's fun, but
it's more fun than pushing trolley.
Yeah, when it's raining, you sort of go, I'm just going
to
walk.
I used to get really involved with a customer to try and take up like half an hour.
Yeah,
just really involved in it.
Yeah, just like,
oh yeah, I'm just really sorry. I'm just helping this this lady here.
My dad was in the army for a long time,
right?
And he said you can if you have a clipboard, you can pretty much get away with anything.
Really?
If you just walk around with a clipboard,
yeah.
But you can't walk into enemy lines, can you?
If you've got a clipboard. No.
Is that what's happened in Iraq with the U.S. soldiers? They're whacking people with clipboards. We'll get away with this.
Tom's dad said.
Tom's dad, you'll get away with it.
It's a proper strategy.
You'll be fine. Clipboard on the head wouldn't be nice, would it? Like the side.
Yeah, no. Or with the old crocodile clip on the
side. So, is that what you...
Yeah, Jesus.
That's what good. You used to do, though. He wasn't in the army for very long.
No.
What's the worst... This is going to be the last question, because I think we've said too much about
it. Have I screwed up your podcast?
Not at all, you've made it better.
Imagine what it was like...
Tom, what is the worst... I know you... What is the worst bit of your... of being a comedian of your current job?
What's the worst bit? Probably the loneliness.
Oh. I quite like the loneliness.
Do you?
What don't you like about the loneliness?
I don't like driving somewhere for 5 hours on my own.
Yeah.
I don't know, some comedians really like it, and it's like a big reason why they like being comedians.
They're the ones with kids.
But, I say I don't like it, but then whenever anybody said, oh, Ron, could you give me a lift, like, we're going the same way, I'd make an excuse not to take anyone else. Because right. I would rather be on my own. Unless it's a mate.
Yeah.
I would rather just be on my own. And I'm not really in the place where I want to make new friends. Do you know what I mean?
No, like,
just sort of.
You don't need new friends, do you?
No. So, like, you know, you get to know someone. I honestly don't want to.
Yeah. Because when I started a couple of years ago, I used to get gigs because I had a car drive. And then, but then you have to drive people, that's part of the deal.
And then I always found that the people that were getting the lifts off you, just because you had to do it, they treat you like shit, man.
A bit, yeah.
Last minute, can you just do it? I know we said station, but do you mind just taking me to my door?
They treat you like Tom Lucy would treat a gypsy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in that way.
Yeah. Really horrible.
I would never get one in my car.
The loneliness. Well, don't let that get you down, Tom. It's good. You're all right.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying that is like one of the
bad things.
Yeah, just like being on your own.
Yeah,
but some people like it.
I like the loneliness, but that's because you know, nice to have a bit of headspace.
But you've both got kids.
Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of headspace. And
no, I don't like to. I mean, Charlie. Once I was driving back from a gig, I'll tell you this story. So once I was driving back from a gig, it was a uni gig, and it was about what, a 4-hour drive home. I was quite tired, driving along, and there's a guy that just like is like following me and driving around me and just sort of fucking terrorising me, right? So I started thinking like, what the shit's going on? Like I just saw, you know, like in films, and you see shit.
Like Duel.
Yeah. I thought, is this guy going to start some shit?
Yeah.
So I started trying to test if he was really following me, because I thought it might be in my head. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm quite tight. So I slowed right down, and he slowed down as well.
That's
and then
scary,
I slowed right down to like 30.
Yeah.
On the motorway.
Yeah, on the motorway. It was on the motorway. And he slowed down to 30 as well.
That's terrifying.
And then I thought, oh shit, I've got to like escape. Right?
Yeah.
So when the next exit came up, I took the next exit, right? And I thought, I just got the exit, that guy will fuck off, and then I'll go straight over the roundabout, I'll go back onto the motorway, right?
Yeah.
So I took the next exit, I went straight over the roundabout, I went back onto the motorway, he's fucking waiting for me at the bottom of the thing.
Imagine that, it'd be scary, wouldn't it?
Then,
see where this is going.
All of a sudden, he drove off, like, quick, and I just thought, thank God he's fucked off. And then I just got a text from Charlie saying, nice to see you.
Driving a bit slow, aren't you, mate?
You weren't gigging together.
Yeah, but
we had been gigging.
It's about 100 miles of stalking.
Well, did you waited for him or?
No, I just saw him on the motorway and thought, oh, this is going to be good fun.
Do you know what, Tom? I think tooting your horn or flashing your lights a couple of times, that's banter, I'd say.
That's
terrorising somebody for an hour long stretch of your drive.
That's terrifying. There we go.
That's good fun though, and it got a good story out of it though.
We
got a story out of it.
If that happened to me, I would think a lot more gypsies listen to our podcast than
I thought. I'm going to wrap it up. That was the Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Ramesh Ranganathan, and I'm Charlie Baker. If you've enjoyed it, at Tom Lucy, at Baker's Tweet on Twitter, and tell your friends, subscribe on iTunes. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks.
Oh, is that it?
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.